Hey, what's going on, everybody? You listen to Seggy Station. It's the man that has a nickname, was I to say, with no shame. Friday, July 21st, 2023. Hope all is well out there with everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Nick Seggelin here. You listen to Seggy Station Podcast. Got my brother Alex stopping through here. Talk some sports and whatnot today. First time back here in a month or so. Been stopping in every couple months. It's been too long in between pods. Just got a lot going on in between with work and other plans and all kinds of things that have happened this summer that is just flying by. Time's flying by. We're 49 days away from NFL regular season football and MLB season's halfway over and through the All-Star break. You got major championship golf rounding out with the Open taking place, early morning sports. Just a lot of stuff happening, really, in the sports world. A lot of moves being made. A lot of things going on elsewhere. To people not in the sports world and how it's impacting the sports world and how people are talking about it and the whole media and social media aspect of it and how things are kind of shaking out with so much happening and everyone kind of having a hot take about it, whether it's sports or non-sports related, has kind of gotten out of control. And for me, you know, coming in here and chatting about all that or sports and sports topics with so much happening and so much to catch up on is just been kind of weird and tough for me when I'm seeing all these people that do it daily and there's so much to talk about, but really they're just talking about nonsense and a bunch of bullshit and not even really talking about sports anyways and getting paid to. You know, nowadays it's all about ratings and views, whether it's you're doing it on your own or you're doing it for a living. And I saw ESPN laid off a lot of people. Max Kellerman, Jalen Rose, Jeff Van Gundy, all these guys that been around doing it. And I thought we're doing it at a pretty high level, but apparently not. And I don't know, ESPN's getting a little weird. The sports seem to be getting weird. ESPN's falling apart, in my opinion. And like I said, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio. You listen to these podcasts or sports platforms on ESPN or not on ESPN. And it's all kind of BS. And these guys are getting paid millions. And there's so much money in sports. And so much money in sports gambling. And all these players getting so much money. And how it's impacting not only teams, but the whole sport. I mean, you're seeing it with the NFL running back position, which I've talked about here plenty of times here on the podcast. And I'm sure we'll touch on that today with Saquon and what's going on with the Giants. Obviously, being a diehard Giants fan. And my brother as well. I'm sure we'll touch on that. Should be a good show. Got plenty to talk about, plenty to catch up on, plenty on my mind. Appreciate all the support for the podcast as always. Follow along when I'm here. We're on my Twitch stream. It's _Seggy_G. You can always check out the podcast live there. Always get the podcast up on my platforms. Still got it up on Spotify to switch over and do something because something changed and this and that. And there's always things changing you got to keep up with and subscriptions and all kinds of BS because you got to pay for all kinds of BS now as if stuff isn't expensive enough. But yeah, so I'm doing my best to try and stop in here when I can and thoroughly miss doing this. Is something I enjoy to do and my friends still come around when they can. My brother will stop in today and everyone that still follows all along, I appreciate all that love. Hopefully be doing it more once football gets back in action. And you know, with baseball, the Mets sucking and the Yankees are terrible. And really, there's a lot of interesting storylines in baseball. And I think baseball has gotten a lot better with these rule changes. Some of them I think are out of control. But most of them are, I think, good for the sport and have created some more positive, conversations around the sport. Because I don't think the conversations around the MLB before this season were really that great, if you want my honest opinion. With the tennis major going on and you got the golf major going on, like I talked about, all kinds of sports happening. WNBA, I've been going to those games and women's sports really popping off and not only getting more attention, but the ladies themselves putting out some incredible talent in all sports. And you got the Women's World Cup going on, all these things where, you know, people that are still into sports with all this other stuff going on around them, whether you wanted to call it a distraction, whether you want to call it, interest and love and passion for sport, which I still think is alive. you know, it's just crazy to me with all these things happening and all these new guys coming in and new guys going out. And, you know, I think that's just part of obviously life, but I think at the essence of timing for a lot of these guys and a lot of these situations, I think with the college and the NIL and some of that stuff, is just very interesting to me, and seeing how it's kind of morphing and changing not only sports, but everyone's kind of view and aspect and look at on sports. Because a lot of people are, I think, flat out angry with how much money some of these athletes are making. But at the end of the day, I think what you're seeing now is this is more entertainment than ever. Sports, that is. And because of that, because of these amount of these games that are getting put on, and how much not only these leagues are making, but how much people are paying to go to some of these games, man. And how much, you know, people are betting on some of these games. Sports is just so rampant. People want to act like it's, you know, all freaking hoopla and rigged and this and that and garbage. But if y'all really thought that, then you wouldn't be betting it. You wouldn't be watching it. And quite frankly, with the NFL coming up soon, that's still king. The ratings on that are out of control. I think the NBA with the in-season tournament coming up and some of the things where they just flip around and the season's back up so quick is great for hoops fans. You got college football coming up soon, right around the corner as the summertime's ripping on by. Already almost the end of July, which is just nuts. I mean, it's just crazy to me. All this time that's gone by, all these things happening. And, you know, I can only get in here to pod once a month or once every couple months. You know, there's a lot of different reasons I feel like is what it is. I mean, quite frankly, I got to make money. I wish I could come around and chat and talk sports or tell people about my feelings or this or that or how I'm viewing things or people are saying. You'd be surprised all the shit you hear out here, man. And I'm in a small ass town. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like in some of these other places where there's more populated areas, more people, things that I've been talking about on here where, quite frankly, there's just too many people. And, you know, no one wants to hear that and nobody wants to get into any of that. But, you know, it's just, I don't understand how they expect everybody to be able to make it when there's all kinds of stuff going on in between all these people trying to do the same thing, right? Succeed, have a family, buy a house, do all the same stuff. I mean, it's pretty sad some of the stuff you see and hear out there, man. And like I said, I'm only in a small town. I'm in a what people call, you know, a bubble. And people are like, oh, this is such a, you know, safe and different place. Where, you know, when there's shit going on still. I mean, people getting robbed up, you know, across the street from my aunt's house, you know, right in the neighborhoods and stuff, and people doing dumb shit. I mean, it don't matter where you are. You know, it's just part of society that I see when I'm seeing all this stuff on social media that I really don't use. And you got this new thing, Threads, and you got the Twitter machine and all that shit going on with that, and what's real and what's not. And see, I think some of the problem with that is you see some of all these people with a platform or famous people that people know out here doing the same shit that they're trolling people that are what, bots doing it. I mean, it's just, it don't matter who you are. You know, if you're doing that stuff, you know, hours a day or whatever, to me, it's just fucking, it's weird. And, you know, I get the whole aspect of it too. Like where you can get out there and show what you're doing. My girlfriend Bacon, you know, got over 1 million views on TikTok. And, you know, I was thrilled for her, man, because she tries so hard to get her stuff out there so people can see what she does. So she can hopefully blast off like all these other people that seem to just blast off instantaneously. And, you know, I've been doing this. I've been potting here on my own, freaking messing around by myself, solo sometimes, getting some of my friends or my brother to hop on, a couple randos here and there. I mean, this is just all for fun and hobby. And yeah, it'd be great to, I've been looking up radio jobs and this and that. And it's like all these things that I really did want to do, but at the same time, couldn't do it and do the golf route. And quite frankly, now I consider myself mainly just a teaching professional, just a golf teaching professional. I work at an indoor place and get my winter hours there and fill some hours here through the summer, which is obviously slower. But I've mainly been teaching golf as much as I can, filling in hours elsewhere, just, and, you know, it's been, I realize now how much I actually was and am happy, with where I'm at, what I'm doing, even though I feel like I can do more, even though I wish I had more time to be doing this, even though I wish I could be doing that. You know, at the end of the day, it's more of a mental aspect with not only golf that I teach every day and love to play, but it drips into a lot of aspects of life, with either doing a podcast or all this stuff on social media, or just talking in public. I think there's a lot of people that make a fool of themselves talking in public, just doing what I guess they think is right or normal to say. I don't know. It's just very interesting. It's all very tough for me. At the end of the day, not only thinking about some of this stuff and watching the time zip on by, it's just, I miss my mom and wish my mom was here even more. And, you know, people that know me, listen to my pod, kind of know where I'm at with that. You know, over 5 years now, and just, I don't know, some of the thoughts of things I have to do going forward, or things I haven't done because of how I've been feeling, or things that I am doing currently. All kinds of things kind of running through my mind, and you know, it's a shame, really. I mean, I don't wish, like I've said on here plenty of times, to any of my people follow me, any of this upon anybody. I know there's other people going through it, and I hear stories about it, and I see people and talk to people about it, or I don't, because, you know, you don't always know what people are going through. Not everybody wants to talk about it or is willing to be as open about it as I am here, at least. But, yeah, it's just hard, man. It's really hard. I lost my mom over 5 years ago now, and just trying to move on without that since that day has just been almost catastrophic. And to think that I have to go however many more years it is, and the time just, you know, continuing to flip by, and I have to do what I have to do because I really have no choice, just like anybody else. It's just sometimes hard to wrap my mind around, and hard to kind of almost deal with, even though that's reality. And, you know, you can't just put it off, and you can't just dismiss it, because at the end of the day, then you just almost get worse. And so, yeah, I mean, quite frankly, for a while I wasn't potting because, you know, I just couldn't get the right vibe going anymore, where I was just down. You know, now it's a combination of sometimes I'm just not feeling it, but mainly just doing other things and focusing on other things and trying to work and teach and do all these things that mean stuff to me as well. Spending some time with my dad, which has been real good over the last few months, checking out games and doing all kinds of stuff when I can, when I'm not running around. You know, and it makes me realize, you know, I was doing this when I had a lot more, you know, time. I was unemployed in the winters before. Now that's not the case, so don't have that type of time. You know, I'm doing this, you know, on times I can go take a ride and see my dad or do something go out and spend the day anywhere, do anything, or stuff with my girlfriend. She likes doing all kinds of stuff. So it's this fine line. I miss some of my friends that, hey, they don't seem to have the time either, or want to come around and chat, or, you know, you grow up or you move or you don't, or, I mean, it's just crazy life cycle that everyone kind of goes through. And I think, you know, I spend time around kids that are 17, man, you know, first job, fucking haven't even been off to college yet, you know. And to me, you know, as good as these people can be, great people, they just don't have a fucking clue. Cause I sure as hell didn't. And, you know, who am I to be fucking telling anybody, you know, what to do? And so I think at the end of the day, I kind of just stay even keeled and try and pass as much advice as I can when offered. But mainly, I realize now what I didn't then. And it's sadly one of those things where it's like, it's not even that I had the time, so you can't even say it's too late, but in a sense, it's literally too late. So, yeah, it's almost as catastrophic as what's going on with the running back position, which impacts my New York Football Giants and our best player in Saquon Barkley, in which I'm not mad at the player, I'm mad at the league. I'm sure we'll touch on that with my brother. You know, all these things that I see that I want to talk about that happened weeks back, now that I haven't been here for a month. You know, is that old news? Is that even worth talking about? Like, I don't know. I don't really know where I'm at with the whole feeling on it anyways. Because to me, like, what? I'm going to be doing what I want to be doing on here. So what does it matter? Like I said, I wish I had more time to come in here and chat about things and sports. But it's just been a lot elsewhere. And like I said, I hope to be doing it more here like I have been. This time it was less than a month, actually, to be exact. And hopefully here, coming forward more times than not, we'll be getting back here, chatting it up. But wait for my brother to tune in, finish up the rest of the pod. Take it from there. What's up, chap?
Come here, bear.
How's the puppy doing?
Yes, she is.
Oh, there's the bear.
Come here, bear.
The Lila bear. Oh, everybody missed it on the camera because it wasn't live. You have we'll to get her back. Where'd she go? She took off already? Come over and say hi.
Get up here.
Punk. There she is. Or I'll blow her up. And blow her up here.
Who's that?
What's up there, Lila Bear? There we go.
Who's this? What's good, bro?
What's up, guy? Thanks for coming through. How's shit going? You doing all right?
Yeah, job's going well. It's been doing my thing. Booking some demos.
Yeah, you made it back down there, all right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a long ride, but we did pretty well, considering.
No travel issues?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I go see Dad yesterday, you know, chilling with Dad for a bit in the afternoon. We took a ride. We went to go pick up a few things. We got you a shirt. We're going to ship it down for you. Hopefully you like it. Yeah, we're cruising around, you know, messing around town. Dad's like, oh, yeah, I don't even go down Route 1 because of the freaking traffic and shit. And then we ended up making it down Route 1, and it, like, really wasn't that bad, but 95 jammed up, freaking Route 1 by the time we went back is all jammed up. It's like, bro, there's so many cars in the traffic, and that we live, dude, it's just Clinton. Dad's like Dad saying, he's like, dude, is this Clinton, Connecticut? Can you imagine what it's like where fucking Alex is? And I'm like, no, I absolutely not.
You don't even want to know.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, some of these big cities and shit, some of the traffic there. I don't know how people or why people even drive around or how, what do they even do? Like, what, it takes them hours to get 20 minutes? Like, I don't know.
It's like yesterday I went up to play a little golf. It was like 30, it's a little more than, a little less or more than 30 miles, dude. It takes like, that's like an hour plus every time.
You say something like that, and then it's like, think about how they get shit all over the place, like food and drinks and all this shit. Gas stations always full, stores are always full. Think about how they get the athletes, bro. They get these athletes, game finishes up 10 p.m. They got to go change or whatever, do all their shit. By the time they pack up and get loaded up, what, they're flying across overnight or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's really nuts, bro. All the travel going on and all the stuff going on. And then, you know. One thing you can't control is Mother Nature. And I will say this, you know, I got a couple things to inform you about up here with Mother Nature. Yeah, because, you know, everyone's freaking out about a river up here. And, you know, it's pretty high. It's pretty high. You know, there's huge trees in the river. I'm talking legitimate trees, not just fucking brush and shit. Like, I'm talking huge trees flowing down the river. That was like last week, so it's kind of over with now. The beaches were closed, and it was all infested and shit coming out. They had to clean them up, but they're back open now. But there is fucking... what happened up in Vermont is fucking crazy, bro, because they got fucking... they got literally washed out and fucking, like, the septic and shit is apparently in the river, bro. There's, like, shit legitimately in the river. Like, I'm not talking about branches and trees. I'm talking about people's fucking shit. So, I'm telling you, the river's looking fucking murky, bro. I finally seen some boats out there like this, like today as I went over for a lesson, bro. I'm telling you though, for like 3-4 days, bro, there was not a single fucking boat on that river. Besides one jet ski with two girls on it. And I'm fucking watching this. I'm working up by the river the other day. I'm watching this shit and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. These people are fucking out of their mind. Yeah, pretty wild. You know, some of the shit going out. It's almost sad, dude. See a guy, you know, I watch the news every here and there. If I'm at work, I'll put the news on, something to watch, see what's happening, see what's here and there. Bro, seeing it's like a guy literally from Deep River just moved to this area of Vermont that got flooded out, right? Deep River, Connecticut. Like, and he's like, yeah, I just moved up here, bought a house, and like now my house just got like swept away and the whole fucking town is like gone. It's like, can you imagine? Just like fucking, I go buy my first house and it gets swept away by the fucking water. Yeah, crazy shit going on with the weather, really, not just here, just everywhere, fucking all kinds of shit, record heat and shit, just fucking gnarly heat, fucking Uncle Ty and them talking about fucking, like, talking to Grandma. She called me on her birthday, she's like, yeah, it's fucking 113 degrees out. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, so.
This kid I work with lives in, like, over by Dallas, like, Austin area. He says he's a Irish kid, like, right from Ireland.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, I can't even go outside, bro. He's like,
yeah, you want to know,
like 117, he said.
Dude, you know what's the other crazy thing about all this, like with all this shit going on? Because like, that's why I do talk about this shit, because it's like, oh, it's a sports podcast, bro. Think about it. They play baseball outside. You're trying to tell me like some of these places they're playing, it's humid as fuck, hot as fuck, like it's not affecting the games, these fucking people traveling, fucking, you're telling me it's not affecting some of this wild weather, affecting some of the travel with them too? Like, I don't know, bro. People, it's fucking crazy, bro. And obviously none of these games are ever like, oh, sorry, we can't have the game. Fucking, we couldn't get the teams there. So it's like, when you really break it down and think about it, it's kind of wild. Like, I don't know. I think it's pretty fucking nuts, really.
It's been pretty straight down here, honestly, lately. It's been pretty normal. We were out and played, of course, yesterday, and like as soon as we got there, it's like Florida, like, you know how it was down in Myrtle. Like when it rains, it just comes in,
no shit,
downpours, yeah, and lightnings and thunders. So that's like, all right, well, day's over. We got like 3 holes in. So
yeah,
I got a rain check.
Yeah, but then it's done in ten minutes. Yeah, then it's done in 10 minutes, and the sun comes out. That's not really what's been happening here. I went and played my first playing around. Couple of buddies from fucking the indoor place or whatever, and fucking we get there, it's like we were supposed to tee off at 9:30 and it just started raining. She's like, oh yeah, we're gonna hold you guys off for a half hour. We teed off at fucking 12:30, bro. and it was way up in Coventry and shit. So it's like, what am I going to do? Drive all the way back down to drive up for what, an hour from now when they started? So we're just sitting there, all of us just sitting there waiting to tee off, fucking eight groups and shit. Fucking courses swapped out, just fucking, we shouldn't even have been playing or taking carts. Just fucking stupid, just so they get some ching. Yeah, it's just fucking stupid. It's all money. Everything's all about money everywhere. It's fucking sickening. Man, it's a good way to, that's a good way to transfer into this. All right, bro. So I was talking to Dad about this the other day because Dad's been getting real fired up about this. And
Saquon's gone.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because
he's gone.
The Giants, I knew this was going to happen. I've been talking about this on the podcast, you know, with the running back market and the running back value and what the NFL has fucking literally done to the running back market. And now you hear all these guys talking on TV about it, but you can go listen to my shit, bro. I've been saying this shit. And they fired Max Kellerman or whatever, or laid him off, whatever you want to call it. But so dude, he was, that motherfucker was on it too. That motherfucker, I'd heard him talking about that for years, bro. And I knew this was going to affect us the most. Cause dude, we drafted a guy that high. I mean, even you go look at the guy that got drafted, I think, to the Falcons this year, Bijan Robinson. Yeah, he's supposed to be, like, the truth, right? Yeah, I saw a fucking quote, basically, guys saying, GM saying, like, oh, yeah, I was telling Dad this. Oh, yeah, I'm going to draft a guy real high, and then after, you know, 5 years, I'm going to let him walk. Because it's the biggest load of shit, bro. Think about literally an average running back fucking life cycle is 5 years. So you're going to give them 5 years until they can get another contract? They're literally making no money. I hear all this shit, bro. I don't even know if it was going on when he was there. I don't think it was, because this is literally like 2 years ago. This is what's so crazy to me, bro. There are fucking guys that are making more money in college than running backs in the NFL. Like, they're trying to tell me, like, oh, man, dude, we can't pay this guy $12, $14 million a year. What does he want? $14 million a year for, like, 3 years? He's our best fucking player, dude. Yeah. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, dude, we can't play him. This other thing I heard, yeah, I've been listening to all this shit. Dude, I heard John Mara's like, yeah, let's pay him. And fucking the GM, the new guy, who, like, I like, he's made some good moves. He's like, nah, I don't think we can do it at that price. What price, dude? What price? The whole running back league is got like a text chain going now. And they're like, oh, bro, we got to get our own union. The NFL player union couldn't see this shit coming when guys are getting fucking drafted and then cut and fucking none of them are getting other contracts. Even when they do, they're getting cut before the end of their contract. Look at Ezekiel Elliott. Does he have a job yet? He signed like a fucking $70 million fucking running back contract, got cut before the end of it. His production went down every fucking year since he fucking signed his original rookie deal. And fucking now all of a sudden he's got no job. And they got Tony Pollard coming off a fucking, like, a ruptured Achilles or whatever the fuck he did for fucking a franchise tag, bro. For a franchise tag. And that's what they want Saquon to play for. I wouldn't play under that shit either because it's the biggest load of shit. You got kickers making more than the running back. How fucked up is that? And let me just say one more thing before I let you talk on this. Because our team's fucked. Our team's fucked if we don't have Saquon. But I'll just say one last thing. I'll say one last fucking thing on this. You know what's crazy? I hear people saying now, oh, look, they're trying to just get the running back out of the game. Oh, man, this is going to just take the running back out of the game. You know what happened if the Chiefs didn't have a running back? They just put Kadarius Toney in the backfield and fucking flipping balls. Because that's what happens with Saquon. He's not just a running back. He, like Dad's telling me, he's catching screen balls and flat balls all day. So you're trying to tell me Daniel Jones is going to be the same dude with fucking Matt Breida in the backfield? Or some guy that we're going to pick up or draft? No, dude. So all these people that are fucking like, oh, man, you can't pay a running back, or oh, man, boy, he's not healthy, or blah, blah, blah. Dude, he's literally our best player. All you can't pay a running back is fucking ridiculous. Josh Jacobs, Dalvin Cook, some of these guys that aren't getting paid, fucking Nick Chubb. These guys need to be on rosters. What are you going to just, oh, fuck it, dude, we don't need running backs. Those are some of the best dudes in the league. Derrick Henry, like some of these, like, people are just trying to act like the running back is nothing now. That's just bullshit to me. If you have a running game, you can make it to the Super Bowl. Look at the fucking Eagles just out of nowhere making the Super Bowl. And you're trying to be like, oh, Jalen Hurts is the truth. No, dude, they are able to run the ball. They're one of the best running fucking teams in the fucking league. So I don't want to fucking hear that the running thing isn't a thing. I don't know. I'm fucking pissed that we're not paying him, to be honest. I'm fucking mad because he's loyal to the fucking team. He wants to be there. And they don't want to pay him. So if I was him, I wouldn't want to play on the fucking tag either. You get hurt, you're fucking not even guaranteed money when you're missing the games. Because if he misses games, he doesn't get any money. So it's like, What? Why the fuck? He's not guaranteed anything, bro. Like, you play a game, you get your salary. And it's like Dad said, oh, dude, you're getting paid $350,000 to play a game. I'm like, dude, that's not the fucking point, dude. If he gets hurt, he gets no more money the rest of the season. These guys literally, on average, are playing, like, what, 5, maybe 6, 7 years max their careers? Like, look at it's just crazy, bro. This ain't the NBA where you got guys playing for 21 years. It's fucking NFL. Yeah, and most of these guys are fucking in and out real quick. Especially the running backs.
You can play long in the NFL, but not at the running back. Exactly, at the running back position.
No, you're not. A quarterback might play 20 years. Not a fucking running back.
Yeah. But, dude, it's the matter of fact that, back to your point about a union, these running backs should have a union, and if you're under a certain caliber, or you're doing a certain amount of incentives, just like all these contracts are incentive-based, like, you should make this amount of money. Like, you're an all – like, all those guys you listed are all-pro guys. There should be a fucking a legitimate base salary, whatever the fuck it is. It's more than $10 million, because that's what they're gonna try and set tag Saquon for is $10 million. So it has to be more than that. Let's say it's $14 million or $13 million. You should make an X amount. Boom, you're an all pro running back on that team. Why can't you get paid a fucking all pro base of that shit?
Yeah, just dude.
Like all those guys should be yeah. paid, and all of them would be happy.
Boom, that's the problem.
Get, and then you can make your
hey.
No, it's gotta be like oh.
We'll bro,
franchise tag you.
No.
And then hope you go down. Then we can cut you. That's what they want.
You only
they
get one. You only get one of those. You only get one of those a season. The problem with it is when just think about it, dude. It's the league is so fucking dumb where they're like, you're trying to tell me they're not able to see that the running back. Oh, by the time his deal's up, his rookie deal's up, that like it's tough for them to get other deals like Le'Veon Bell. Like this shit goes back years, bro. Where guys are like, yo,
yeah.
What is going on? And now all of a sudden,
yeah, that's what happens.
Now all of a sudden it comes up, literally 3 of the 4 of the best backs in the league come up for this shit this year, and all of them are fucking getting fucking screwed. Like that, you're telling me there's no collusion in that, and they're trying to fucking say there's collusion in hiring black coaches. It's all the same shit, bro. It's all the same shit. They're all getting together, fucking like, bro, we ain't signing any of these running backs for fucking over $10 million. I guarantee you that's what's happening, bro. I know they all have the money to do it. I don't understand why they're doing it.
They had no problem paying Daniel Jones. They paid Daniel Jones in like 3 days. Like, oh, yeah, all right, yeah, we'll pay you. What do you want? Oh, 44. Nah, we'll give you 40. All right, cool. Here you go. Take care. Like, and then literally the Saquon thing comes up, and they're like, oh, we'll franchise tag you. Or, yeah, you cannot play. It's like, dude, I don't understand. I don't understand where it's gonna go from here. If they came out today and were like, yeah, all right, whatever, can they still just give him a contract? I don't understand how it works now. They can't franchise him, tag. I understand that. So they basically either they pay him or he doesn't play. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Or he just goes away and just gets signed by somebody else, and they're like, yeah, we'll pay you $14 million. Saquon, come down and play for the Panthers.
I don't know. No, that I'm pretty sure that is not allowed. What is allowed is he can either play under the tag, he can not play, which is sit out, and he wouldn't make any money.
Right.
He could also start, what I've been hearing, he'll start sitting out game. Like, say we got the Cowboys week 1. I'm telling Dad, it's like, bro, he sits out week 1, we ain't winning. Like, if we win, that'd be
that's
fucking, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, okay, dude, we win week 1, Sunday Night Football without Saquon against the Cowboys, I'd be stunned. So,
get,
like, then all of a sudden, if we lose that game, his leverage goes fucking way up, and you're thinking, hopefully then they'll sign him for a deal, but, like, it's like I'm telling Dad, it's like, bro, we lose week 1 or week 2 or a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden we want to sign him, you're going to pay him then, why don't you just pay him now, so he can come in and fucking, so he can start up the season and not fucking start up week 4 and probably get hurt anyways. Like, it's just fucking, you know what? The whole fucking thing is stupid, bro. You know how much money is in sports and shit, and now all of a sudden they're worried about how much they're paying guys? They're paying fucking kickers and shit. Look how much, you know what? It's a fucking joke, dude. It's literally a fucking joke. It really is. The fact that people are talking about, like, money and for the players and the running backs is honestly fucking sickening to me. Because it's just like, how you see these fucking MLB contracts, some of these, look at these MLB players, these guys aren't even good, they're getting fucking 10 years, $300 million, bro, they're not even good,
yeah,
they're not even fucking good, that's because they play that many games, like, what the fuck?
Let me read you off the Giants schedule. We play the Cowboys opening night on Sunday night, we go out to Arizona, we play at San Francisco, So we could potentially be easily 1-2 through three games, very easily. Then we go back home for Seattle. We go down to Miami. We go over to Buffalo.
Yeah, no home games. We got fucked.
We could easily be out of that strip right there. Whatever six games I just listed, we could only get two wins. We might be able to beat Seattle. I mean, might be able to beat Arizona. Other than that, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, and the Bills. What are we gonna do there if we don't have Saquon Barkley to fucking do the offense? Because that's all we do is run it off of him, run screens to him, flip it out to him when the shit goes south.
Yeah.
And then what?
Well, no, that's the problem. Is if you have Saquon, the team's fine, bro. We drafted a lot of young wide receivers. We bring in Darren Waller this offseason. We got a lot of young defensive talent, and you got some fucking guys out in the defense. You got a coaching staff. So it's like, I don't understand why they don't want to have their best player on the team, their best offensive weapon on the team, help Daniel Jones had his best season ever. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It sends a bad message to the fan base, bro. All I'm trying to say is, like, you're trying to fucking sell fucking $187 fucking nosebleeds tickets. I ain't going to watch that shit without Saquon. That's fucking bullshit, bro. That's the biggest load of fucking scam bullshit I've ever seen in my life, bro. And I'm sick of this shit. I really am, dude.
That's what they paid.
I really am.
They paid Daniel Jones all that money. He had one pretty good season. I thought it wasn't even that good. It was pretty good, in my opinion. Not even great. Not even close to great. It was pretty good. And they paid him like this.
No shit.
One good year. Saquon's, every time he's been healthy, he's been a top five back in the league. They don't pay him shit. Figure that out.
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because, he might get hurt. He's still like 20. How old is Saquon?
It has nothing to do with – I don't think it has anything to do with that, bro. It's literally they're like, oh, we don't want to set a new running back market. Fucking, it's the biggest load of shit, bro. Yeah, no shit. He's 3 years younger than me.
Christian McCaffrey set the running back market and pay him what Christian McCaffrey makes. I don't give a fuck. What is it? $13 million a year? Boom.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know what? It's all fucked up.
We're gonna be cooked.
It's all fucked up.
He's the youngest of all those guys he listed. McCaffrey's older. Dalvin Cook's older. Derrick Henry's older.
No shit.
Fucking all these people are older.
No, and that's – and basically, you know, my same point on that is that guy that got drafted this year, the Falcons, right? Yeah, there you go. Right in your home – you check him out. Fucking – you know what?
Right.
What happens if he's fucking nasty? You if I was him, I would just – what do you do? What do you just – you're nasty your first year. What do you just say, fuck that, I'm sitting out till you pay me? Because they're on these fucking deals, bro. That's like – it's not even – they get cooked. By the time he's a free agent, it don't – and I don't understand how nobody, none of these agents can get a hold of the NFLPA or anybody. I'm the only one on the planet Earth that's like, yo, why are these guys' contracts 5 years out like everyone else? Like, can't the running back just be different? Like, some of these guys say. But apparently nobody fucking gets it. I have no fucking idea, dude. It makes no sense to me. It really doesn't.
Yeah, it's not looking good at all. I saw some tweet that Saquon took all the Giants stuff off of his social media, but that's just not true. That's just a dirty lie.
Yeah, that's another thing. You see this shit, and you see that shit, and you don't even know if it's real. You know what? The social media thing, the whole thing is fucked up, too. If you go look at half the shit on social media, it's all fucked up. Now everyone's like, oh, dude, I got threads. Oh, I got this. Oh, you're all fucked up, dude. You got a fucking disease. You got a fucking disease.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about half these fucking people. I really do. Shit's out of their mind. Let me get a couple things out on that, though, seriously, because there's a couple things been going on with that. It's just, I was talking to Duke. He stopped over the other day. We didn't pod, but I'm telling him we're talking about it, and I'm like, bro, I don't understand what is up with people taking pictures of their fucking kids, like, and posting them on social media. It's fucking weird to me. Like, I don't understand why people are doing that shit. Like, I truly don't understand that. And Duke's like, yeah, dude, like, I don't even, like, some of these, they're so young, obviously, they can't consent to that. Even if they were fucking a little older, like, you're going to ask your kid, like, oh, you consent to get pictures? My point is, and I'm thinking about this shit all the time, just weird shit, that's what I think about. I see something on the TV the other day, bro, and it's, like, literally fucking, it's literally saying how they can, like, fucking take, you know, all this AI bullshit, all this shit, dude, it's, like, all fucked up, bro. And, you know, it's, like, guy at work, he'll tell me, he's like, oh, you know the fucking... You know, the state or the government or whatever, they sell your information. That's how you get fucking, you know, telemarketer calls and shit. They're just selling your fucking name and your number and your address and everything. That's how you get, and you know, you think of, nobody really thinks about that shit, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're fucking, you know, just going on with your fucking daily life all the time. Next thing you know, dude, time rips on by, bro. I'm looking at, you know, some of these things. I saw this funny ass post, you know, apparently Brady's not playing this year. I mean, finally. And, you know, you look down the rest of the list, bro. Dude, you look down the list, rest of the list. The best part is Brady. The best part is Brady. But it's like, I mean, it's crazy, dude. Eli, Big Ben, fucking Peyton, Brett Favre, Mike Vick, Phillip Rivers. I mean, the list is, it's just a long ass list. And you're just looking and you're like, man, they are all gone. And you're looking at the NBA. I'm looking at the NBA and it's like, LeBron's getting ready for year 21, and PG's getting ready for year 14, and Russ is getting ready for 16, and CP3's getting ready for 19, and you fucking look at all these guys, and you're like, holy fuck, dude, they're going to be gone. Steph is like 15. Like, how much more are these guys going to be playing? Another 5 years max? And even that is like pushing it for me, bro. There's no way. There's no way. And so you watch some of this shit, bro, and you're like, holy fuck, dude. It's literally crazy, man. It really is. And awesome
change of scenery in football and basketball.
Oh man, it's nuts. It really is nuts. And even right now, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy because I just can't. You just look at the NFC. You go look at the NFC and you're like, oh, who's the best quarterbacks in the NFC, right? Because the AFC is just fucking loaded, bro. It's just interesting to see how that's going to shake out, bro. I really like the Ravens out of the AFC this year. I really do. I think if Lamar Jackson's healthy, man, what they've done this offseason, I think the Ravens are going to be ripping, dude. I really do. I think the Ravens are going to be tough. But obviously in the NFC, I'm rooting for the Giants, but like you look at the rest of the NFC, bro, and it's like, bro, like seriously, like besides the Niners, like, and then it's just the Eagles, but like you look at the quarterbacks in the NFC, like people try to tell me like, oh, Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. Like that's just whack to me. That really is. But like, I guess. I mean, cause look, Aaron Rodgers is fucking on the Jets now, bro. And you know what? As much as I'm worried about the Giants season, all I give a fuck about is the Jets doing terrible. That's all I give a fuck about. And you can go read off the Jets schedule. No. Go read off the Jets schedule. They ain't going to be that good. I'm telling you. I already know how things are going to go. They'll be 2-3 or fucking maybe worse. And Aaron Rodgers will be like, oh, man, I got to take some of my fucking teammates to go fucking do some ayahuasca or whatever the fuck he's on. Motherfucker. Yeah, dude, nah. He, you know what?
Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs. Those are their first four games. That's
1-3. That's Broncos, 1-3.
Broncos, Eagles, Giants. Like, we got to play the Jets, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going. You going? October 29th, bud.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, I've been trying to look up the tickets. New the Nosebleeders, $210 for that game right now. Nosebleeds.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, whatever. I think the whole social media shit's fucked up. I really do. I think, you know what? It's like, in Melody, she posts these pictures, these videos and stuff. I think it's great because she's trying to get her shit out there. She got over a million views on TikTok, right? And one video, over a million. And she's got like a bunch of other videos are popping off, right? And I'm telling her, because I'm like, that's incredible. Like, I'm so happy for you. And then I'm like, do you understand that like TikTok is like banned in like certain states right now? And like, is all like, I don't know. It's just fucking weird to me. It's just so fucking weird to me. Like, even if she got that on Instagram, I'd be like, all right. Like, are you getting more orders off of that? Like, she got a couple of people that messaged her, right? That like messaged her about orders, right? And it's like, they're out in the fucking Kansas. So they're like, oh, they're like, yeah, we want fucking 100 fucking, you know, whatever. And it's like, all right, great. But like, I'm telling her, and she's like, yeah, I can do that. But like, I'm telling her, I'm like, how are we getting those there? She's like, oh, I'll just ship them. I'm like, does it need to be cold? What do you just ship? You're going to ship them fucking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not even possible. It's just not even possible. I don't think unless I drove them. She's like, oh, I could drive them out there myself. It's just fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them,
what are you going to do?
You tell them you pay for the shipping and they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, it's a thing, dude. Everyone will tell me all the time, oh, you should post more videos of fucking you doing your pod. Or, oh, you should post more videos of like golf lessons and shit. I'm like, dude, I make a living off that. I'm like, I ain't posting any videos of that. Like, y'all can come through and get fucking a lesson. That's what I do. Like, to me, that whole shit is fucking weird, bro. I was watching a guy the other day I went to school with. He's got fucking hundreds of videos up, right? He's got some of the views are like thousands of views and shit. And to me, it's like, bro, it's like I'm telling you, if you're a good golf teacher, everyone should be teaching the same shit, right? That's what I don't understand is like how some people like aren't teaching the same stuff. Like that's what, it's just crazy to me. It really is.
Yeah, my point is with that, to your point, like you're giving away your services for free. People can just watch your videos and not come and take lessons.
No shit. But like even, bro, but even doing that, my point is like, I'll watch a video. Like he'll be like, oh yeah, you already got to do this and like hit this and like do that. I'm like, if somebody's watching that, I'm like, what are they getting from that? And like Duke said, it's like, oh, maybe they'll want to take a lesson. It's like, what? Just because they can see me make a good golf swing? Like, no, dude, that's just, I just think it's weird, bro. I think it's really weird, the whole thing. I think I'm just in the wrong time, bro. Because you think about this shit, like, Dad, it's just so funny, dude. I'm talking to Dad about this. He don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to explain to him. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to start my golf podcast and my fucking video, you know, do my golf lessons on internet. And I'm like, Dad, I'm like, that'd be a great idea. But the problem is, some of the shit I look up, dude, some of these guys are charged, like, some of these guys that are like, I'm Hank Haney. I'm dropping fucking this on Instagram. It's probably a scam. It's like, I don't know. He's charging like 75 to like 125 a guy or whatever. I'm like, if people are actually paying for that, like, they're fucking out of their mind, because you can watch a video all you want. It's not, you're not guaranteed to fucking be able to do what's going on in the video. That's just my main point. I teach people all the time. They come up to me. They're like, yeah, dude, I watch so many golf videos. I just can't figure it out. I'm like, yeah, no shit, no dude. Shit, I'm like, stop wasting your time watching those stupid ass fucking videos, bro. I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking old head, but I just can't get down
golf,
with it.
We're on golf, so what do you like about the Open, dude? What do you think about the Open? See Brian Harmon go off today?
Yeah, I like Brian Harmon. I really do. I like Brian Harmon. I'm a fan. Yeah, he's looking good. Some of these other guys, I mean, Spieth's having a good round. I think it's winding down today. It'll be winding down because it starts, that's another thing, it starts at like 1:30 in the morning here. Mad, you know, I woke up this morning, it was probably like 5:30, all I hear is like, and then I just like knew that the golf was on because I left it to be set up, and I'm like, yeah, this is a great feeling. It's like fucking London football. Like, I heard people asking this question, they're like, oh, how do you feel about watching sports like in the morning? I'm like, what are you talking about? All these baseball games that come on at like 12, I'm fucking hyped about. Like, I'm trying to watch something earlier rather than late. I'm not trying to stay up till fucking 11:30 at night to see if my fucking game that I want to watch fucking hits or fucking whatever. Like, I don't know.
Send your beat dashes, buddy. You got a cash of the beat.
I texted you yesterday and it came through. The Braves won by two. They were down by two heading to the eighth inning. And then there's two on in the ninth and they fucking...
Braves are the best team in baseball. You should just slam them to win the World Series. No one's going to beat them.
Yeah, the Braves are disgusting. I had the Braves run line, and I bet the sun spread that dad hit fucking last week, too. We hit the same number. I think it was 5.5. Yeah, we've been hitting a bunch of those games. There's a few left. We'll probably go. I think it's fucking legit. I think the league's gotten better. I'm talking to Dad about it, and it's like, that's another thing I was saying, too. The stadium's pretty full. They do give away, like, free tickets and shit. But you watch some of these other games, bro, the stadiums are pretty full. Like, they're fucking... Some of these games now, NBA TV, the fucking Sun games on, like, the local fucking network and shit. Like, the games are on TV for people to watch. How aren't you able to fucking pay these girls, like, a normal salary where they're fucking... Just doesn't make any sense. Like, there's so much money in... People are betting on these games too, bro. Some of these spreads are fucking... It's like college football. Like 19.5. Oh, the Liberty are playing the fucking Fever. Worst team in the league. Here's 20.5. I saw the Fever lose by 2 in overtime or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Next game, though, you'll bet on one of those spreads and they'll get fucking boinked by 30. Fucking Breonna Stewart will have like 43. There's a lot of talent in the league, bro. You look at all these teams. I think there's only 12. But I'm telling you, it's a lot of talent in the league. And I don't know. I think it's gotten to a point now where it's pretty good enough where these girls shouldn't have to be going overseas anyways and playing all year round. That's what they're fucking complaining about. And I don't know. They're all showing up to the game fucking, you know, swagged out like NBA players. Pretty much looks like the NBA to me, bro. And I go to the games, bro, and I've been to NBA games, bro, and I love the NBA, and I'll always be down with the NBA. Dude, they're playing, they're running way more plays in the WNBA. They're fucking playing way better defense in the WNBA. And yeah, whatever. It's like, people are saying, oh, what the fuck? I can't. Dude, it's like, it's better basketball. It's like I'm playing fucking 2K and shit, and, you know, these dudes don't even know how to play basketball. It's like, what are you even playing 2K for, bro? Like, I can't stand some of this shit. Like, society is crazy, too, because I've been playing some more games and shit, burning some time, and fucking all these people, dude. All their, you ever been on video games and fucking a guy not trying to talk shit? Like, a guy just like, hey, how's your day going? Like, you know, how's your dog or your family? No, it's like, oh, fuck you and your mom. It's like, bro, what is wrong with you, dude? Like, you talk to your family and your employees or your friends like that? Like, I don't know. It's just such a toxic place, bro. The fucking just trying to play my game. It's like social. It's like I tell my girlfriend, because it's like you try and use it for a good thing, like social media. It's just a fucking toxic place, dude. It's just fucking ridiculous. I don't get it. It's fucking impacts all that shit with the sports, I think. But, oh man, I try to get Chewy over here, right? I try to get Chewy over here to talk some Mets. They fucking suck. The Yankees, talking to Dad yesterday, bro, the Yankees are terrible, dude. Going into seasons and like, oh yeah, oh, look, the Yankees, oh, blah, blah. It's like, dude, that's such just like an old time thing. That's like fucking the Patriots now. It's like, oh, the Patriots, they're going to have a good fucking season because of Bill and this and that. And like, no, they're not, dude. They're not even, they're going to be worse than the Giants, in my opinion. Yeah, I just, it's crazy. Some of the shifts in baseball, some of these storylines in baseball. I think some of the new rules in baseball are great. And you go look at some of these, you know, some of these situations going on with some of these divisions in baseball, dude, it's kind of wild. You got the AL East is all over 500. The fucking Yankees are in last. They're not making the fucking playoffs. You got the fucking AL Central and the NL Central are literally the two worst divisions in baseball. They're basically all under 500. And so they're going to have one team in there fucking probably right around 500. And yeah, dude, I'm looking at the baseball. And I just will say, as much as I feel bad for Chew, the Mets suck. I feel bad for fucking people thinking the Yankees are going to be good because they're just not. That's just like a fucking old time past. Just like everyone thinking the Patriots are going to be good. They're just not. It's just not going to be a thing for a while, probably, until they maybe get another guy who's like all time, but we'll see. Dude, baseball is way better to watch, bet on, fucking like get into now with all these rule changes, minus the throwover change. It's like, that's little league to me. And then fucking these games are going way quicker anyways. It's like, if you get to extras, just play the game out normal. Why are you putting guys on second? You switch those two rules up, and everyone's bitching about the time clock. Time clock's great. And it's like, oh, everyone's saying it's like, oh, now we got to change it for the playoffs or get rid of it for the playoffs. That'd be bullshit. Yeah, like, if anything, you want to give them a few more seconds or something, fine. But, like, other than that, nah, dude, fucking, you got a way better product, dude. I think you got a way better product. You got a games the other day. It was, like, 3 games, 11-10. I was listening to Beningo or something. It's like, oh, what are the odds that happens all season and happened on the same day? Fucking, I'm pretty sure there was, like, a record of, like, games over fucking 10 runs. The fucking Braves and whoever they were playing, they lost. It was fucking 14-15 or something. Or maybe they won. I can't even remember. It was, like, back and forth. Games high scoring, bro. Way more hits because the pitchers can't fucking do any fucking low bullshit. And fucking way more stolen bases. Probably because of that fucking rule where you can't throw over, which they should fix anyways. Because I still think people can steal anyways with the pitch clock. But fucking, it's kind of BS, bro. It reminds me of Little League, bro. LED La Cruz, and I think he's fire. He's on a huge slump right now, a 1-for-25. Reminds me of these guys at golf. It's like, oh man, you have the day of your life, and then all of a sudden, next day, you can't do shit. Fucking LED La Cruz, bro, gets on first, steals second, steals third, steals home. Everyone's like, oh my fucking God, bro. He wouldn't even be able to do that if there wasn't the fucking throwover rule and the fucking all these rules in baseball. You fucking kidding me? And people are just acting like, I mean, it's great. I think it's cool. But, like, at the same time, it's like, bro, this is only happening because of these rule changes. And it's really good for your product. But, like, people don't want to admit that. Like, the diehards, I like Chew that I try and fucking tell them. And it's affected the Mets. They pay fucking what? They pay the most highest payroll in baseball, and they're struggling with these rules. I'm telling you, bro. Some of these old-ass pitchers, Scherzer and fucking some of these guys, they're struggling with this shit, for real. They're getting fucking shelled. They're getting straight up fucking shelled. And I think it brings some serious intrigue. That's just me. Like, without... But I look at some of the rules like I'm talking about, and I'm like, yeah, this is tough to follow. So, yeah, then it's just watching the golf. Yeah, Brian Harmon. I like Brian Harmon, so I'm rooting for him. No problem. But he shot 65 today. I'm pretty sure that's got to be fucking at least this course's record.
That course is nasty.
Yeah, it's like every time I'm watching this shit, it's like these opens. The fucking, you know, that's the difference. This is the Open, and then you got the U.S. Open, and everyone mixes them up. This is the oldest championship, 151st playing here. They're at, what, Royal Liverpool, which is just like, imagine playing that track. Yeah, what are you going to shoot there? You're going to shoot under 80 there?
Justin Thomas shot 82 on his first day.
Yeah, I saw that. Me and Dad were watching him on 18. Yo, something's going on with him, dude. I feel bad for him, dude. That's kind of what I feel about with my game, honestly, where it's just like, it's just a mental thing, because, like, you got it. You know you got it. It's just crazy, some of the shit you see in golf. Yeah, it really is. I've been doing better, though. I was chipping better the other day, finally. Fucking get my shit down. My putting is still off. It's just because I'm not putting enough, but I got to putt more. But I'll figure it out. I think I got the stroke working better. I just got to putt more. But just been teaching a bunch, dude. Just fucking working, you know, when I'm not teaching. Because that's all you can really do, obviously. You just be working. So, you know, actually get a... much free time as I can, and I've been seeing Dad and doing this and doing that, or help my neighbor or this or that, and so yeah, I mean, it's been good.
I try
and get in here and pod more when I can, but I don't know, it's like, yeah, I said, there's so much shit going on, and then there's like NFL coming up, and then, you know, you got, you know, shit happening and whatnot, and yeah, it's just fucking, that's the thing. I literally potted, remember you potted me and Rich? Yeah, that was literally last month. It was the 22nd. So it's literally 1 month and or less than 1 month from a day. That's the last time I potted. That's how fast a month goes by. And I fucking, you know, I could easily come in and drop pod, you know, once a week. But it's like the time I do it, I do something else or whatever. And then, like I said, next thing you know, months goes by. But it's like, football's not on, NBA is done, fucking, I'm basically watching MLB, fucking whatever, and golf, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like Dad getting all fired up with the live, all fired up with the, all the shit going on with that. I'm like, it's all money, bro. It's all the same bullshit. It's like, that's another thing. You know what I saw? That's another thing. I'll let you go on this. The fucking, you know, the amateur was leading it the other, last night? It was like the first time since one other guy, his name was like Christo, whatever the fuck his last name is, and he shot 66. He's fucking leading the tournament, right? And fucking, I watched his first couple holes. Shit. He was fucking all over the place. He shot, I think he shot fucking plus 7 or 8 or 10 or, I think he's right on the cut line. He's right on the cut line. He's playing 17 or 18. It'll be interesting to see if he made the cut. Point is on that, I think he's a senior. He's from South Africa, Georgia Tech, I think they're saying, right? And I hear the guy, the announcer, this is golf, dude, this is golf announcer. This ain't fucking like no fucking Jack Faraday on the live or whatever, who probably would say something like this. He's just like, this is what's just so crazy to me. He's just like, yeah, dude, never mind the pressure of trying to like put together a good round so you can play the weekend here. But like right now he's playing for like those NIL deals in college, which have like really changed over the past like year or two. And like you hear some of this shit being said and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude. Some of these guys in college and gals are going to make more money than they could in some of these pros, especially with what's good with some of these WNBA salaries. It's fucking nuts to me, bro. First of all, you're going to stay in college as long as you can. Why wouldn't you? Like, and then you obviously still get your degree. Like, I don't understand why people are rushing to get out. This NBA, you got fucking guys coming out fucking young as fuck. It's like, bro, you're nasty as hell. Why don't you stick around and try and win a fucking another championship? Fucking Adama Sanogo thinking he's going to have a fucking NBA career. It's like... I will say, though, I'm hyped about the Thunder. I'm hyped about the Thunder, where they're at, Chet Holmgren, how he's looking, and fucking, I saw the new fucking in-season tournament set up for the NBA, and they got, like, pools, and basically it's, like, pooled fucking divisions. Did you see this shit? You see this shit?
Yeah,
it's like there's, like, different divisions within, like, the East and the West. Oh, bro, that's gonna be some hype shit. I think... I think that starts November 3rd. I'm going to be fired up about that.
That is fire.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Hope they get shit done with Saquon, but I don't know if they will. So if they don't, I'm kissing the season goodbye, honestly. I haven't bet anything on the Giants yet, and if they don't have Saquon, I ain't betting a fucking lick on them. Fuck them. You know what? They're not getting a penny from me. I'm fucking sick of this bullshit. Fucking ridiculous. No. I should have bet on Brian Harman. His odds were fucking real high before he shot 65 today. And I like Harman.
He's hits the ball low, man.
He is low. I love the way he fucking chips and putts too. He chipped in to save par.
He chips and putts well.
Yeah, I know. He's the man.
He's got crazy hands. All right, bro. Hey, good talking. I gotta go do some more work.
All right, bud. Thanks for stopping by. I love you. Miss you. Send you a shirt soon.
Love you, bro.
Peace.
I'll talk to you.
See ya. Here's my brother swinging through. Chatting it up. Yeah, I get all fucking wild and crazy with it. But, it is. It's wild and crazy to me. It really is. Everything happening. And people. And, you know. It's just fucking nuts, man. You know? Sick of complaining or sounding like I'm complaining about it, but it's just fucking crazy to me. It really is. And I think that's really impacted my fucking ability to want to come in here and chat and talk sports anyways, with like all this shit happening and like, you know, just dumb shit to me, you know, for, you know, the amount of money for whatever, that gallon of gas or whatever it is. It's fucking bullshit. It's, you know, looking into trying to get a place or this or that. And I see this post the other day and it's like, yeah, if you buy like a $300,000 house, it's going to cost you $1 million with the interest rate. And it's just, it's like, what the fuck? Why would anybody do that? And I, you know, it's, buying a place is such a weird thing to me because it's like gambling where, you really don't want to check that shit out after you get a place. Because what? There could have been a better deal. You could get a better house for the same price. You could have got fucking, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird. Everyone's just like, oh, I got to have a place. Oh, I got to post a picture of my place. And like, what I'm doing. Everyone's got to know what I'm doing. It's like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's kind of wild. Yep, I mean, here I am, fucking grinding away, you know, betting and watching the sports when I can, and fucking taking care of my dog, spending as much time with my dog as I can. She's about to be 8 in fucking January, and, you know, I made a lot of sacrifices for her, but I'm fucking content with that, because, you know, sounds stupid, but I'm not trying to fucking be away from my dog fucking 12 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. Like, that's just not what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I'm like, damn, I might have to sacrifice some money for that. No shit, right? Well, not really. When I'm working a couple of jobs and teaching and fucking this and side jobs, it's like, fuck, I'm literally working half those hours and fucking making more money and fucking, yeah, you know, I want some change and I'm inching towards it, I feel, and big life decisions like that take a minute, I feel like, as I'm just creeping up and getting older, but, like I've always talked about, I think people do it and should be doing it at their own pace and not be racing and this and that and everyone fucking doing weird shit, like posting pictures of your babies. Like, dude, just stop doing that. Just for, like, attention and shit. Like, it's great. We know you have a kid or something, or we know you bought a house or whatever the fuck it is. Like, you don't know. We don't need to know you bought a house, actually, is more of the way to say it. Like, that's what everyone's trying to do. Just fucking, I've learned, and they say it doesn't feel any different as you get older, but I feel like this year when I had my birthday. Really, you know, I've been struggling in my golf game, some areas of my golf game, even though some areas are probably the best they've ever been. And I've been golfing. Person asked me, oh, how long have you been golfing? I'm like, fucking 25 years. It sounds crazy to say, but that's probably right on the money, right? Since I was 4 years old. And, you know, you get caught up in some wanting to be like this or want to be like that or whatever. And it's, you know, you kind of, and I've always been this way where I just, I have so much stuff, dude, cool stuff, non-cool stuff, do so much cool stuff. I got the podcast that I do when I can that I think's cool. I got some friends that are still around and some friends that I talk to here and there and a great girlfriend and my dog, like I talked about, that I spend as much time with as I can because she won't be here forever. And it's the whole aspect of time, man. Everybody has the same amount of it. It's just a matter of what you do with it and what you do with yours, I guess, because not everyone has the same amount. Everyone's got the same amount in the same day, and everyone has the same amount with how you go. And I think I've gotten to a point now where I just think about stuff that I don't know if people think about it or not, but if they do, I don't hear people really talking about it. But it's just all very fucking weird and strange to me, man. It's really impacted me since my fucking mom's passed, obviously. And, you know, with some people I've lost since then, that, yeah, it's like, oh, your grandparents and they die. And it's like, oh, it's expected. It's like, it doesn't make it any easier. I've talked about this so many fucking times. It's like, I don't know. I just, but, yeah, I mean, the golf, the pod, the social media, the real media, the talking to people, the whatever it is, it's going to be, it's a lot of that shit's mental, bro. A lot of this shit's like a mental fucking thing. It really is. And there's all kinds of things happening to people and people everywhere. And you can buy a place anywhere. That's another thing I've been fucking realizing too. It's like so weird, dude. All these people that live in just such random, weird ass places. But it's like you gotta have a place to live and there's a place to live there. So somebody bought it. But it's just so, I don't know. It's like there's so many places to fucking live and so many places to look at and so many places to... It's like if you buy a place, how long, you can't just be like, oh yeah, never mind, I don't like it here, and just head out. Like, I don't think it works like that. I don't know. I don't know enough about any of this stuff, really, either, which I think is also interesting. You grow up, and they don't really teach you about any of this stuff in school, and I thought I've had pretty high-level schooling based on where I live and where I went to college and whatnot, and I think, you know, got a little more in college than I did in high school, clearly, but I think they should teach people that in the lower level schools, like what's going on financially with, you know, housing and markets and rates and gambling, all kinds of things that are fucking going rampant now. Fucking weed sales, which are just crazy. You know, I go to the, see all this fucking just nuts to me, dude, the amount of people that are at the place and the diversity of the people I see at the place, and to act like just a year and a half ago or whatever it was, like you're still getting fucked if you get pulled over with like a dime bag. It's just fucking weird to me how different things are right now and how much that means things, I guess, could change going forward, and how people are feeling about just things crumbling down within the next year or 2 years or whatever it is. And just, I'm just like, bro, I don't think you control any of that. I wouldn't worry about any of that. You know, things I've talked about here, like the stuff with the money and the cash, or fucking people with the election, or people with this or people with that, when it comes to the weather or fucking, you know, all these things. It's like, dude, what are you gonna do about it? I mean, I feel like I tell the same thing to all those people that bring up those type of arguments or conversations to me, I guess, is a better conversation. I guess it brings up a lot of arguments. Not a good term to use, but it's basically what it would be. Regardless of who you talk to, because that's basically what it is. Can't seem to agree with anybody wants to agree with anybody nowadays. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be what it's going to be for a lot of these situations. that people are bringing up, but it's like, if you're really that passionate about it, then why don't you go join one of these groups or something that actually can do about something about it, I guess. I don't know. That's basically my advice when it comes to some of that. I don't know. I'll probably get out of here for the day. Hopefully get Richie Dingbat around here next time, talk some hoops. I saw a couple cool stats that I wanted to talk about with Rich when it comes to the hoops or facts, whatever you want to call them, stats, facts. They're probably both the same. Plus the in-season tournament, plus hoops will be starting cranking up before we know it. I'm pretty sure the summer league's already over. Cleveland Cavaliers won. As if it really matters. It really doesn't. I mean, I think they got maybe some money out of it, but that's what everything's about apparently nowadays. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I do the same thing everyone else is doing, which is try to make as much money as I can, but at the same time, I feel like I have this healthier balance where I'm not fucking working for what I think's not a lot of money, a lot, or too much, or being fucking taken advantage of, even though I will say, no matter how many fucking days a week you work, you could be working one day a week at some place. Some of the shit that I hear, most places are going to be getting taken advantage of with some people. And it's just kind of messed up. Like, I just don't get how people expect to feel respected and or, like, wanted or whatever. Be able to make it. I mean, all these things that kind of stem off of that with how things are. And yeah, for me, things I talked about on here that have kind of come to fruition, I've really fucking blown my mind, actually, as I've kind of, like, aged with, you know, paying college athletes, NIL, and how that's impacted high school and youth sports and all these problems I see going on with youth sports and parents and all this bullshit with that. That's just gotten rampant and out of control, honestly. And, you know, weed being legal in a lot of places, sports gambling being legal in a lot of places, and really how that's impacted not only plenty of individuals like myself, but I see people that are doing that shit that, you know, and I can't say, you know, that's another thing. That's like I said earlier in the pod, where it's like, hey, I'm not going to be that type of guy that's like, oh, don't do that, because, like, I probably would have done the same thing if I could have, but I couldn't. So it's like, kind of weird when you put it in that perspective. It's all about the timing aspect, really. That's what I try and explain to some of the people that are like, oh yeah, I don't know if I'm a crazy one or maybe I'm not. I don't know. I just try and do what I want to do, what makes me happy. I got a bunch of flowers. I got a lot of stuff here that's great. And doing a lot of great things and really enjoying myself when I can, when I'm not fucking grinding, which everyone's got to do that every once in a while. And I think that's taken away, obviously, from some of my potting too, with all these other things that I've talked about. And then generally the main thing that is just fucking always kind of going to be a thing with me, which is, you know, just the loss of my mom, which, like I said, it's now over 5 years, and it's time that goes by makes it even harder for me, honestly. And, you know, everyone always says, oh, it gets easier with time, and I don't really feel that way. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just different in that sense as well. Doing the pod today was great, though. Got some of this random stuff off my chest that I've been feeling I need to get off my chest. Got to chat with my brother down in Georgia. He's back working a new job. Seems to like it much better, and hopefully I'll get down to see him in a few months or so. Something's going on with the stream here, but I'll kill this soon. I'll kill this pod soon. Hopefully be back around sooner rather than later. Much love to everybody here checking out the pod, listening to the pod on the platform, showing any love to the podcast. Much appreciated. Till next time, peace and love. Stay safe out there. Y'all listen to Seggy Station. You already know what it is. Deuces. Seggy Station. Get him.